Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G, just making another video about Racist Grinch, part 3. Well, let's go. Yes, friends, I'm going to put the last part of the Yule who stole Christmas or whatever. Yes, friends, this should be the last of it. Yeah, I had fun with it. In the third part, they're going to be showing some fun stuff. Yes, friends, the revolution is here. Hopefully, but if not, oh well. I guess that here in the real world, we still got more douchebaggery to deal with. Well, that's how the life is, right? Well, let's continue with the rest of the show.
A very merry Yidmas. Oh, sorry. Christmas to all of you. This fine holiday evening, I'd like to sincerely thank all of you good citizens for your tremendous show of acceptance and generosity while our town has hosted our beautiful rainbow coalition of guests.
Yes, friends, these are the coalition of guests you're having inside your town. Yes, friends, we're getting these type of pieces of shit in our fucking fair city, too. Yeah, we're getting trannies, fags, Jews, fucking homos, niggers, fucking... Hey, even wetbacks. A lot of wetbacks are fucking stupid, so they gotta go, too. So, yeah, cleansing is coming, just saying.
Beloved village has experienced such a terrific amount of cultural enrichment that I, your wonderful mayor, have decided to keep the borders of Whoville open indefinitely.
Yes, friends, it looks like right here they should have used Biden as the mayor instead of fucking Charlie Kirk. Yeah, they just, you know, put an extra hole in them, but whatever, right? Let's continue. Definitely.
And grant full citizenship to all current and future immigrants who wish to enter our village.
Gee, they're doing the same shit here in the United States. I bet they're doing that shit in that your neck part of the woods or whatever, right, friends? Fuck these assholes, just saying.
Also, food stamps, government subsidized housing, and cash benefits all from your paycheck.
That's right, Mr. Mayor. As long as they do it legally.
And I'm sure, based on the virtual absence of any sort of resistance thus far on all of your parts, that none of you will mind extending further gratitude. Any questions?
Yes, I got a question. How delicious is Jewish semen for you to bring these assholes into your town, huh? I guess your ass cheeks loves fucking Jewish penis. Yeah, I guess Jews must have big ass fucking dicks to make this guy fucking submissive and willing to do this kind of shit. Anyways, let's continue.
I am so mad! I am so fucking mad at these people! They don't do this to fucking me! We're gonna fucking ritualistically humiliate them! Like, this is never over! I win! They fucking lose! That's how the world fucking works!
Security, please escort this belligerent, coked up maniac from the meeting. Whoville will not stand for that kind of intolerance.
Well, guess what, friends? Those crazy motherfuckers are the ones going to be doing the killing. Yes, you think these stupid pussies are going to be the ones doing the fucking cleaning up part? No. These fuckers are the ones sitting in the ivory towers. Yep, the grunts are going to be you and I, but fuck them, whatever.
Especially on this sacred holiday. Goodness. Next question, please. Let's try and make this a good one.
Mr. Mayor. Conditions have become absolutely horrendous in our town. We're nearly outnumbered already by foreigners who have not been willing to adopt our customs and traditions. They all have to go now. Christmas has been utterly ruined by this horrible social experiment. Who are you working for, Mr. Mayor?
Gee, I think we already know who the answer to that question. The fucking Jews control this guy, just like how our president's being controlled by Jews. Yes, friends. Ha ha! Better luck next time, I guess. Anyways, let's continue.
Who is paying you to do this to us?
Sir, you are dog whistling right now, and I resent your vile anti-Semitic implications.
Anti-Semitic implications, huh? Oh, okay. Yeah, like the Jews don't destroy shit. Remember 9/11? Oh, yeah, what happened recently? Remember Iran? Oh, yeah. There's a lot of shit they fucking do, but no, people don't fucking want to talk about that because that is anti-Semitic. Well, if Jews stop doing bullshit, then maybe they won't be saying shit like that, right? Just saying.
Security, remove this disgusting Democrat from our meeting immediately. Thank you.
This entire thing is a sham. The mayor is a traitor, my friends. A goddamn traitor.
Yes, friends, we're surrounded by dirty, filthy traitors everywhere. The whole world's filled with these motherfuckers. Yes, but death is too good for these cocksuckers. Don't worry, sooner or later they will get their comeuppance. You fuck around and you will find out. Yes, this will not stand. We're not strong enough. Not yet. It's got to wait until the Civil War happens, and then these people will pay. Yes, that's how reality works. Sooner or later, you will get the dick that you deserve. Straight up your fucking ass, and you're going to choke on it. Fuck these motherfuckers. But remember, these are for entertainment purposes only. And these are my delusional soul. Yeah, don't arrest me. I'm not doing nothing wrong. I'm just a stupid asshole, okay? Just saying. Let's continue.
He's just a puppet of that awful Yid. We all know that's who's pulling the strings around here.
Hey, I resent that, sir. And all of you, stop being such horrendous bigots and accept your replacement. Enrichment.
Freudian slip, huh? Remember, these motherfuckers do have hot mic takes, so yeah, be careful what you say, because then people are listening, so yeah.
I'll take one more question, and then this meeting is over. Yes, you, with the tiny mustache.
Marcus Freakin' Slap!
Oh, awesome, Sus. Guess who showed up to the party? Guess better late than never. Yeah, supposedly Hitler has 5 kids. I wonder if they're gonna take over and, you know, start doing Hitler 2 shit. Yeah, that'd be some awesome sauce. Oh, yeah, check this out. Now I gotta buy a whip. Now people are gonna think I like Indiana Jones. I do, but this is for some other stuff. Anyways, let's continue.
Oh, yeah, sure. I guess you would all prefer the screaming racist Democrat lunatic to be your mayor over me, huh?
Yeah, if you guys don't want to vote for the mustache man, you could always vote for me. Yes, I promise there'll be a chicken in every pot and a penis in every pussy. Oh yes, friends. Well, let's continue.
You people sicken me. Democrats, the lot of you. I have worked so hard to teach you filthy rubes the necessary path this town must follow in order to secure our place in the new global community.
Yes, diversity is our strength. Don't you know, you fucking bigots? Now get in line or you're gonna die. Oh man, this is fucking bullshit, but whatever.
And you have done nothing but...
Okay, so the cartoon Charlie Kirk got killed by a little girl. But the real life Charlie Kirk, he got killed by a tranny. Yeah, friends, fucking people want to cut their dicks off and do this shit, and people do crazy shit, right? Well, anyways, let's continue. Uh-oh, the jig is up. You better run, fucking Yid. You're gonna come for your ass. Now, let's see. Tell him to take that green ass, right? Well, let's watch, see what happens, right?
Time to make, like, the middle class disappear.
Finally, these motherfuckers are smart and they're starting to click up. Yes, friends, you start forming your groups, you gotta protect yourself. How do you think gangs started? It was a bunch of people getting fucked with, so they formed up and started doing their groups. Yes, friends, finally some people have fucking brains. Well, let's see what happens, right? That doesn't make sense. I know it's a cartoon and all, but where the fuck did he get the tanks from? Is it because of the mustache man? Yeah, he used the German people's productivity to move forward the country. Yeah, so what you start doing, using the people's power to do stuff like this, but let's see what happens, right? Yeah, at least someone has balls. Too bad they're animated balls, but balls are balls nonetheless. Let's continue. Yeah, this action sequence kinda fucking sucks. Me personally, I would use like live action footage showing carnage and mayhem. Yeah, this is where these guys fucked up. But that's just opinion, you know, they should have Gonzo G as creative, you know, producer or whatever, you know what I mean? Yeah, you could be doing shit like this, killing all these people that deserve to die. But yeah, apparently I'm the one that's wrong, but that's okay. I guess I'm a wetback for a reason, right? Anyways.
I didn't do nothing!
Oh yeah, that reminds me of the original RoboCop movie, where RoboCop shoots that guy in the dick because he's gonna try to rape that bitch and use her as a hostage. Good movie if you haven't seen it, by the way, but let's continue. Look at this, they replace one childhood trauma with another. By at least killing these degenerates, you end the pain, right? Now these children could at least grow up a little bit better than that shit. If not, they would have grown up doing the same thing, right? Well, let's continue.
No, please, please, senor, no, please, please.
Oh, you're probably saying, oh look, Gonzo, they're killing Taco Americans. Aren't you a wetback? Yes, I am, but I was born here and the difference between me and these fucktards is that I have a brain. At least I think so. But, you know, these fuckers deserve to die because they're stupid. That's the difference between me and them, that I have a brain. If you have a brain, then you don't deserve to die. But anyone that doesn't have a brain that's stupid as fuck deserve to die. Doesn't matter the color of your skin, if you're white, black, green, fucking blue, or whatnot. If you're dumb, you gotta go. It's just how it is. Too bad, too sad. Better luck next time. Next. Ooh, seeing all this pain and suffering is getting me little tingles between my crotch too. fuck these people. Yes, all these fucking retards, they need to go. They're the ones that are fucking up the government, the world, society in general, everything. But no, we're not there yet. Not yet. Remember, friends, operative word, not yet. But we will be. Just give it time. Just get stronger, friends. Let's continue.
Oh shit.
Yes, friends, you got these excremental shedding and trashing up the whole fucking world. And these people think that they deserve to fucking be around you in polite society. Yeah, this is what they do to their own fucking country. And you want them here in America? Fuck these creatures. They're nothing but evil, disgusting little stupid goblins. Yeah, that's why you think that the fucking is the caste system. Yes, they got enslaved by their own people. Technically, they were white people because they're their superior, you know, people. So, yeah, fuck you, Indians.
Good dog. Good doggy. Or no. No, no.
Really? Really? You fucktards are gonna fall for this fucking old trick in the book, you dumb motherfuckers? Yeah, this is some straight up Looney Tunes shit. Oh, you wascally wabbit, you. Oh, fuck them. Let them turn into fucking death, right? That's what they deserve. That's what they're giving us, so fuck you, quid pro quo. Just saying. Oh, this is delicious. Yes, the sweet, sweet irony. These stupid motherfuckers, they went in there thinking they were going to be saved. Nope, nope. You got to meet Big Daddy H. Enjoy.
Every who down in Whoville, the tall and the small, were dancing and singing and having a ball. The Yid's scheme had failed, 'tis quite plain to see. Dead niggers and kikes hung from every last tree. He hadn't stopped Christmas from coming. It came, and the mad Yid was left to wallow in shame. With his nasty green feet planted in snow, he just stood there puzzling.
How could it be so? It came without niggers. It came without fags. It came without opiate-pushing scumbags.
Yeah, that's what happens. Once people realize that you are doing stupid bullshit, yeah, they're gonna turn around and they're gonna smack the shit out of you. Yeah, you fuck around and you find out. Yes, friends. Oh, the great friends in the world, they're gonna get together and they're gonna stop this shit. Yeah, doesn't matter. You think you could do whatever the hell you want and there is no consequences. But reality doesn't work that way. I know all kinds of shit has been promised to you about 2,000 some odd years ago and you're the chosen people or whatnot, but reality says some other shit, so enjoy.
Maybe Christmas, he thought, need not be diverse, and that what he had tried made everything worse. And what happened then? Well, in Whoville, they say, the Yidschnozola grew 3 times that day.
Just like Pinocchio. Yeah, incidentally, Pinocchio's about Jews too. Yeah, fuck these lying pieces of shit. Anyways, let's continue.
I've got it! Elliot, you're such a business genius. I can simply exploit their newfound sense of pride for my personal financial gain. Oh, I just think of all the shekels I could make by tapping into their natural sense of group cohesion.
Thank you, they finally gave this motherfucker a JFK haircut. Yes, they lobotomized this piece of shit. Yeah, that's what they did to Charlie Kirk, so quid pro quo, right? Yeah, they did this shit because he's a worthless piece of shit. Not Charlie Kirk, I don't know about him, I'm talking about the Yid. Oh, Jews in general, really. Yeah, sooner or later they keep on doing stupid shit and they're not gonna survive. Nope, hopefully they'll leave the planet because that's the only way they're gonna live. They burned their earth rights, just saying. Oh yeah, and I already know that Charlie Kirk got shot somewhere in the neck, not in the head, but you know, close enough.
Package sent.
Hasta la vista, Jaime.
What is that? French?
I don't know. Saw it in a movie.
Sounds gay.
Yeah, that stupid idiot was supposed to quote Terminator 2, but he totally fucked it up. You just smack him in the face for that. Just saying.
Well, looks like we did it again, fellas. We saved Christmas. Let's go join the party. Last one to the bottom is a mamzer.
What the fuck? You have a nigger in your party and you're bringing down to Whoville after they fucking killed all those niggers? That's fucking smart. I wouldn't go down there. I just seen him cut a bunch of wetbacks, so no, I wouldn't go. This guy's stupid. Just saying. Let's continue.
Hey, everybody! We're all gonna get laid!